All right, so we've had a good show today. Thanks to everybody that joined us on a Local Music Thursday. The talent has been fantastic. The two people on air haven't been able to match it, unfortunately. We've gotten a chance to talk to Kirsten Bernthal Booth, Creighton volleyball coach, Jacob Padilla, and Cam Chick from the Nebraska baseball team. So Kirsten comes on our show, and we talk about the tournament. John Cook had media availability earlier today. In John's case, it's probably a good thing that he didn't know this before he spoke. The way they are doing the volleyball tournament here in Omaha, 48 teams, first three rounds are going to be in the convention center. So it'll be kind of set up like a club tournament, but maybe it'll be a little bit more intimate. They'll have like a stadium feel, but you still will probably be able to hear the whistles and some of the other commotion from the other courts. All of the matches are going to be available, either ESPN3 or we were seeing when the tournament was unveiled on Sunday. Oh, ESPNU. Well, not so fast. This will be met with sheer force by volleyball coaches. Emily Amon, who is an analyst on the Big Ten Network, just tweeted this out. Just got word that the first two rounds of the NCAA volleyball tournament will not have broadcast crews or commentators. This is absolutely unacceptable. Teams have been preparing for over a year and a half for this opportunity. We need to be better, and she tweeted at the NCAA. They were promoting the early rounds were going to be on ESPN3. So if I'm... Is this for protocol? Because everyone that is in part of the travel party, the 27 in the travel party, they are considered tier one, and they don't have the ability to set up to have on-site. Well, you can do it off-site. There's plenty of places here in this town you could have. I mean, George, we could sit here in the studio and I could do a bunch of volleyball matches.
I'm with you.
So what you're going to get, the first two rounds of the NCAA volleyball tournament is going to be Nat Sound. Nobody that's talking tough. About the teams or the stories or analyzing what's going on. The first two rounds will just be Nat Sound. This is one of the fastest growing women's sports, and it does really, really well for the NCAA. I know it's awkward this year. It's not at the normal time. It's inside of a convention center. But this is unacceptable. This is not good. I mean, it's for everybody in the sport, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
I understand. If you can't have people in there, that's fine. But you know what? There's a good audiovisual crew for Mecca that could set something up away from everybody else. You have plenty of opportunities in this town where there's studios. We've all been doing games remotely this year. You can do the NCAA volleyball tournament remotely. But just to have Nat Sound...
That's ridiculous.
For the first two rounds of the NCAA volleyball tournament that begins next week.
Wow.
Yep. It will not take long for coaches to respond to that.
Wow.
Health, I understand. But you know what? I just gave you plan B. Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
It can't be about money. You just got taken through the ringer with the women's basketball tournament that bailed you out because the play on the floor was so good. You're going to turn around and do that? And volleyball coaches, as we're finding out, are not afraid to go there.
Right.
They are not afraid to go to bat for their sport. Let's see if Terry Pettit has chimed in yet. Not yet. That's not a good look. That's not good for the teams.
Mm-mm.
What if that's the only time you make the NCAA tournament? You're Morehead State. You're going to play Creighton. It's just going to be Nat Sound. Nobody telling the story about how the head coach is also the athletic director? Bad look, NCAA. You can be better. And you know what? It's set up where you can do this.
Yeah.
And don't tell me it's financial. health-wise, we just gave you plan B. There's enough. We could find enough people in this town, in this state, that could do matches.
Sure.
I volunteer. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I've done volleyball before.
Me too.
Yeah, George, you played volleyball.
I sure did.
Yeah. We'll do a host of matches.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? We got the studio set up right here at NRG.
We got two of them.
Get on the phone with the NCAA. We'll help them out here, but they can't. This is unacceptable. That's not a good look. That's not on the heels of the women's basketball tournament. That is bad.
It's super bad.
The NCAA has to understand. They've got their women's sports. Those coaches take so much pride in their craft and have so much passion for their student athletes, and they want to grow the sport. They're not backing down. John Cook, Kelly, and I blanked on his last name at Wisconsin, Sheffield, I believe, Hewitt, Minnesota. They won't remain silent. That's like playing the boys or girls state basketball tournament in Nebraska, and you're in like Class C or D, and you're in a high school gym. Not to that level, but first two rounds, just be net sound. So, but there's the follow-up question will be, you announced the bracket on Sunday, and you had matches that were slated for ESPNU or ESPN3, which I haven't watched anything on ESPN3 that is just Nat Sound. Usually you have commentators, whether they be on-site or off-site. All right. 1:33. Quick break. We'll come back. We've got the St. Jude Telethon going on. We'll tell you more about that. George has got his NBA minute as well. And a final look at the leaderboard as Jordan Spieth is even through one, and he just found the beach on two. And his reaction is okay. He's grown up. Bryson DeChambeau is underway. I believe this is on hole three, and he leaves a putt off to the right, and he will bogey three. So he is one over, Spieth parred the first hole. All right, back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.